Senator Ashburn goes from no to aye on that item, and now the vote...
That's 11 to 0.
11 to 0. All righty, we're going to go immediately to Mr. Perez's 2503. Who's presenting this bill? Mr. Price? It's going to be a due pass as a member, as amended members.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We're still trying to see if we... Okay, okay. We're trying to make sure we actually have an announcement. We do.
Mr. Price, you ready to start your presentation?
I will. Assembly Speaker John Perez.
Thank you.
I'll just briefly describe the bill. It's called, commonly known as Rigs to Reefs. It allows a second option for oil rig removal, where the rigs could be partially removed, provided the state determines there would be a net environmental benefit to that option. And in that case, there would be significant cost savings compared to full removal. The bill provides a process by which the state would get a significant share of those cost savings. Oil company would retain the rest, and those cost savings would go to an endowment set up to award grants for a variety of marine resource protection activities. In committee, we've agreed to amendments so that all the costs of the program for the department are recovered from the applicant, and also agreed that the Coastal Conservancy would prepare an advisory business plan for expenditure of the monies. We would ask your aye vote.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. This bill, there are amendments that the committee has that vary the amendment required for cost recovery and the...
Development of a spending plan, is that correct?
We agree with those, yeah.
And the staff has those. Do you want to outline very briefly support and opposition?
Support, the sponsor is the Sport Fishing Conservancy, also supported by a number of environmental groups, Nature Conservancy, Audubon Society, Ocean Conservancy. The California Chamber of Commerce supports.
Very good. We will go to your witnesses. Did I hear a motion by Mr. Emerson? Okay, we have a motion by Senator Emerson. We're going to hear support and opposition. We will hear from Finance, if and when Finance returns, and then I'll take member comments and questions at any time. I think Senator Corbett has a comment, Senator Leno, but let's hear, and Senator Price. Let's hear our, are you a witness?
Yes.
Your opposition?
Madam Chair, we thought we were going to waive presentation, so our support isn't here.
Sorry, we got to move, you know.
Okay.
It's a... I am calling for support for the bill 2503. Seeing none, we'll go to opposition. Come on up.
Madam Chair and members, Monica Miller on behalf of the County of Santa Barbara, and our board just took an opposed position on Tuesday, so it is late opposition. We apologize for that.
Who are you representing?
The County of Santa Barbara.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yes. And our concern is these platforms are not set to start the decommissioning process until 2015. We don't believe that there's enough evidence out there at this point to support moving this bill forward in terms of what it's actually going to do to the environment, what it's going to do to the marine life, et cetera. And at this point, again, we just believe that this bill is premature. As you know, this bill's been passed a few times by the legislature, and every time it's been vetoed by the governor. Most recently, 8 years ago, I believe, Senator Dede Alpert had SB 1, which again was vetoed by the governor, given that there isn't enough scientific evidence to support keeping these platforms in place. So we would urge a no vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members of Finance probably left when we took up suspense file. So if you look at the front page of the analysis, there is some fiscal detail there, including, you know, significant revenues. We are going to make this bill a due pass. Thank you, Senator Emerson, for that, with the amendments that I mentioned.
Due pass amendments.
And Senator Corbett, then Senator Leno.
Yes, Mr. Price, I was just wondering, and I'm very sorry, I just didn't have a time to research this, so I don't know the answer to it. Who determines the net environmental gain? How is that done?
The Ocean Protection Council.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Corbett. Senator Leno.
Net environmental benefit was my question exactly. You had mentioned those in support. Can you tell us who's still listed in opposition, in addition to the County of Santa Barbara?
I'm forced to list my opposition. Sierra Club, the Environmental Defense Center of Santa Barbara, and a handful of Santa Barbara-based environmental groups.
Do they each have their own issues, or is it pretty much the same issue?
No, in fact, there's only two letters on file, the Sierra Club and this group, including the Environmental Defense Center.
And can you tell us what their concern is?
Well, I'll say the two are the one that this lady mentioned about not enough scientific evidence. If I could briefly address both of these,
sure,
and then
please.
The question about liability. On scientific evidence, the last time this bill was, just general bill was heard was 10 years ago when Senator Alpert introduced it. And the same arguments were raised then about a lack of scientific evidence. Since then, and as a matter of fact, as recently as this June, the Ocean Science Trust, which is a science adjunct arm of the Ocean Protection Council, issued a report on just this question: what are the likely or plausible alternatives to full decommissioning, and cited a full range of the studies that have been done since 2000. And I'll just generally characterize that while not every rig has been studied, that is true. I mean, it's not often we study every one of anything, but on the rigs that they have studied, the evidence is in almost every case pointing towards the fact that these rigs are more beneficial to fish than we knew in 2000. As a matter of, for example, they thought, oh, it's only beneficial the first 85 feet. Now they know these are beneficial to fish through the full water column all the way to the ocean floor. That's just one example. The second issue, liability. I want to make this clear to the members so you understand. Federal law requires that liability stay with the owner of the rig. When this rig is fully decommissioned and turned into an artificial reef pursuant to this bill, Department of Fish and Game will take title to the rig. Liability will come to the state. That's why the bill requires that the state be fully and completely indemnified. In fact, it's a condition for approval that the state and the oil company enter into a contractual or an agreement, an indemnification agreement, and it requires that the state be fully and completely indemnified to the full extent allowable under federal law. We cannot require more indemnification than this bill has in it.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Senator Price?
Actually, my questions were answered.
And just because, tell us about situations like what's happening in the Gulf, if that were to happen off the California coast in a rig that had been decommissioned.
Good. Let's make this clear as well. The oil company that drills a well is responsible and liable for that well head and the capped well until
forever.
Time ends. That never transfers to the state. That's completely separate from the structure that the state
that
would
clear.
Take title to. Yeah.
Are there any other questions or comments, members?
I have a brief comment. Madam Chair?
Yes, we'll take one more speaker after Senator Wolk.
Just briefly, I was going to say that there have been other rigs to reefs. For example, in Florida, this is not uncommon. And talk about weather. I mean, they get great hurricanes and all sorts of things. So these haven't been shown. They're actually a benefit.
Can I say that there are these programs exist in the Gulf, several Gulf states. And in those states, the savings are split 50-50 between the state and the oil companies. In this bill, the savings to the state go up over time, up to as high as 80%. So we're getting a better deal than they're going to get in the Gulf.
Very good. I take it you would like to testify.
Just very briefly, Madam Chair, members, Bo Biller with Platinum, on behalf of Oceana, the world's largest NGO for ocean conservation, and we support the measure and have a letter on the way shortly.
Thank you. Any further discussion, members? We have a motion as amended by Senator Emerson. Please call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Ashburn?
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Yee?
No.
Yee, no? 10-1.
10-1. That bill is out. Members, that completes the file. I really want to thank the members for their attention and promptness. And I want to thank the staff for tremendous work the last couple of weeks. Thank you all, both sides. Thank you. Yes.
Good job, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Good job.